Passport to Texas outdoor stories from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Henry Chappell, who regularly writes for the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, says one of his earliest memories is of two lemon and white pointer puppies.
They were in a cardboard box, and they were nosing a ball of hamburger. They were tiny, I remember, and I remember the cold basement floor, and I can remember the sun streaming through the window there above my head at ground level, and I can remember my dad there. And I just remember the puppy smell, that sweet puppy smell that we all recognize. And I think my love for bird dogs began at that moment. And later on, when I was working on a book, I went back and was going through some of the paperwork, and I found the registration paperwork for that litter. And those puppies were born in August of 1962, which means that at the time I was seeing those two puppies, you know, I was maybe barely 2.5 years old. So it's really an early memory for me. And I think it's affected me and the way I look at life ever since.
Chappell says the two dogs grew to become excellent hunting companions. He adds he can't imagine hunting without dogs and will always remember the lemon and white pointer pups. That's our show for today. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of hunting and fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.